Welcome to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We've got an interesting show planned today. Later this hour, we'll be talking to two Illinoisans who were recently dispatched to help fight the wildfires out west, a wildland firefighter from the Department of Natural Resources, and a helicopter pilot from the Illinois National Guard. And as people of the Jewish faith prepare for Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, we'll talk to a pair of rabbis about marking the high holy days in a pandemic. But first, among the sayings and cliches about criminal justice are the wheels of justice turn slowly, and justice delayed is justice denied. But in Cook County, there are hundreds of people who've been waiting 3 years, 5 years, even a decade for their cases to come to trial. What is the cost of justice being delayed seemingly indefinitely? Chicago Sun-Times reporter Frank Main recently wrote about these issues. I've long followed and admired his excellent coverage of crime in the city, and it's a real pleasure to talk to him for the first time. Frank Main, welcome to the 21st.
Well, hello, Brian. Thank you for the invite.
So I want to begin where your story does. Can you tell us who is Helena Johnson? Maybe we can step back in time to 2009, right? And Johnson apparently has a pizza delivered to her home in Harvey for herself and her daughter. And she, I guess what, in your story, she goes to take a nap. And then when she wakes up, her daughter is gone. And maybe you can pick up the story from there. That's the last time that she saw her daughter alive, right?
That's right. So what happened is that her daughter was, as kind of a separate part of this story, and probably the more important part, her daughter was a victim of an alleged serial killer in Chicago. And so her daughter was among three women, young women, who were killed by this defendant, who was caught on video in one instance and was charged with three murders. And so that particular guy has been sitting in the Cook County Jail for nearly 10 years. And there have been dozens and dozens of continuances in his case. And he still has not been brought to trial. And so in Johnson's case, you know, not only has she had the one issue involving, you know, her personal situation, but another issue involving, you know, her daughter not being brought, her daughter's murder not being brought to justice. And so that is an issue of long delays in justice in the Cook County criminal court system.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I wanted to key in on here, because you looked at and found that, what, 500 people, I guess, who have been continuously detained in the county jail for at least 3 years. And there are, you know, the numbers get smaller as you go back further in time, but there are some number of people who have been waiting 5 years, 9 years, a few who've been waiting a decade, right?
Exactly. So I've been looking at this particular issue since 2003, to tell you the truth. And we looked at it again, you know, about a decade later, and now we're looking at it again. In 2003, there were, I don't know, approximately 30 people who were in Cook County Jail for longer than 5 years. And now the number is 130 people. And so this population of mostly people convicted of murder has grown and grown over the years.
Accused of murder, you mean, right? I think you meant, I just want to be clear, you mean accused of murder. These are not, they haven't been
accused
convicted.
Of murder, yeah, I'm sorry, yeah. I misspoke. But yeah, charged with murder.
Right.
Have been sitting in jail for a long, long time. And there are a lot of explanations that experts give for that.
Well, yeah, and that's what I want to ask you about, because obviously we're in a pandemic, but you write that's only 6 months, you know, of delays. Mm-hmm. So there's obviously more going on here, right? What are some of the reasons that people told you are at play here?
If you're facing a murder case in Illinois today because of truth in sentencing, it is likely that you will spend 40 or you'll get sentenced to 40 or more years in prison. So at the very outset, if you think that your case is fairly weak and you want to be close to your family in Cook County, as opposed to going to Southern Illinois or another prison, you may want to delay your case as long as possible. There are a couple reasons for that besides just being close to your family. Witnesses may fade away. Witnesses could die. You know, there could be some sort of evidence that points to somebody else. So there are a number of reasons on the defense side to delay murder cases. You know, prosecutors as well, you know, may want be trying to bolster their cases, but mostly it's a defense thing, I believe. You know, the judges in Cook County want to give defendants as much time as possible to prepare their cases. And so what happens is these things go on and on and on.
And what, I mean, this is something that, you, I mean, as you said, this has gotten worse over time, but you cited some memos from, what, 2002. The state's attorney, Dick Devine at the time, was saying that, you know, it should be 2.5 years to come to trial. Are there guidelines? I mean, should the judges be cracking down more? Where is the weakness in the system here?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people would say it starts with the judges managing their court calls. And I did talk to the presiding judge for the criminal courts in Cook County, and he said that they did study this issue. They brought in judges from out of state to look at it, and they concluded that it really shouldn't take longer than 2 years for a typical murder case to be processed through the system here. And so, you know, there is a case management system that they put in place 2 years ago to address this issue. Only 2/3 of the judges are on it at the moment. And, you know, they hope that this will bring down the caseload and consequently like reduce the number of time people are in prison for murder. But the judge did say that he thinks that it is helping to dispose of cases more quickly, the current cases more quickly. But it's still, I mean, there's still a giant backlog of cases that have gone on for, you know, 3, 4, 5, 10 years, like you said at the outset.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, this is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with Frank Main, who covers crime in Chicago for the Sun-Times. You write about a range of costs that these delays impose on the justice system, or the delays in the justice system impose on both taxpayers as well as, you know, society more broadly, victims. Let's start with the financial costs. How much are these delays costing people in Cook County?
Well, so you have tens of thousands of dollars in costs that are attributed to housing a typical inmate in the Cook County Jail, a detainee in the Cook County Jail for a year. And so, you know, the sheriff's office has kind of run those numbers, and the numbers run into the tens of millions of dollars over the length of all of these inmates' cases who've been in there for, you know, years and years and years. So, yeah. You know, obviously for taxpayers, that's a burden. And the burden could be shifted to the state correction system if these people were no longer in Cook County custody. So that is why the sheriff in Cook County is so adamant that this problem be solved.
Right. But beyond, like you said, beyond the financial, you know, I was just going to say beyond the financial costs. I mean, those are important. But, you know, we're really the heart of your story, and the most heartbreaking parts of your story are the, I guess, what lawyers call non-economic costs, right? Pain and suffering, more colloquially. What do these delays in justice do to the family members who are watching? You know, they often show up for these court hearings only to find that nothing happens.
Well, Helena Johnson, the woman you mentioned at the beginning of the show, is crushed, I think, by the delays in her case. She said that she no longer goes to the hearings because nothing gets done. And, you know, she does get calls from the Cook County State's Attorney's Office updating her on what is happening in the case. And she says those are becoming more and more painful to get. It's like ripping open a scar every time she gets those calls. And, you know, it's gone on for a decade. I talked to the mother of another victim in that case, and she said she was going through such depression that she kind of let it go. And she also does not go to these hearings, but she is comforted simply by the fact that this individual who is charged with these murders is behind bars and can't hurt anybody while he's there. And she's confident that one day he will get convicted of murder. And in the meantime, she's not going to worry about when he goes to trial. So obviously in those two cases, there's this great trauma that the family suffers when justice is delayed for so long. And it's not just these two ladies, but it's for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people in Cook County.
Yeah, and I wonder if I can get, you know, sort of philosophical with you for a second. I mean, one of the hypotheses you hear about cycles of violence in places like the South and West Sides of Chicago and is that people don't think they can get justice through the police in the courts, right? That the state does not have a monopoly on violence. I mean, this was the main argument in one of Jill Leovi's book, Ghetto Side, about murder in Los Angeles. I mean, as somebody who has been observing crime in Chicago for a long time, do you think, how significant do you think are these delays in justice in the broader picture of crime in the city?
Well, I mean, you've hit on a huge, wide ranging topic about the certainty of punishment and whether criminals are emboldened to do their crimes when they don't feel like they're A, are going to go to trial in a timely way, but B, are even going to be charged with a crime or are going to be let out of jail on bond to possibly commit more crimes. So it is a big topic that is currently being discussed in Chicago as we're having this terrible wave of murders and shootings in Chicago this year. One of the big the subtext of the conversation there among the police and a lot of other people is exactly what you said. There's not certainty for punishment of violent crime in Cook County, and you know, there has been an effort to push restorative justice in Cook County, which a lot of people have supported, but the police and others think that has gone perhaps too far. This pendulum has swung too far in the other direction. And, you know, when we have these violent weekends in Chicago, the police superintendent will hold press conferences and invariably he'll blame a lot of it on people who are charged with gun crimes who were let out on bond. So it's not only the people who are held for a long time in prison, but it's these other things as well that kind of lead to a perception that there's not a certainty of punishment in Cook County.
Frank Main covers crime for the Chicago Sun-Times. We will tweet out a link to his article at 21st Show. Frank, thanks so much. It was a pleasure speaking with you today. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Coming up on the 21st, destructive wildfires have been raging for weeks out west in California, also in Colorado. Some of our fellow Illinoisans have been helping to try to contain them, though. We're going to be speaking to a helicopter pilot from the Illinois National Guard and a wildland firefighter from the Department of Natural Resources. They're both back from their missions out west. Plus, it's the High Holy Days for people of the Jewish faith, and we're going to be talking to two rabbis about how they plan to mark those holidays in a global pandemic. That's coming up after a short break. You're listening to The 21st. Stay with us.
The 21st is made possible in part by Busey. Whether you're just starting out or upgrading to your dream home, Busey can guide you every step of the way because they know there's no place like home. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868.